Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January 21st, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: virus fears spread to global market, Davos 2020, and digital tax truce. Leading today's news: stocks dropped across the globe following a big sell-off in Asia on concerns a mysterious coronavirus emanating from China will spread through the region as travel heats up for the Lunar New Year holidays. The disease has already infected 224 people and killed 6, and is reminiscent of the SARS epidemic that subtracted an estimated 0.8 percentage points from the GDP growth in China in 2003. The World Health Organization will meet tomorrow to discuss whether to declare the outbreak an international public health emergency. In other news, the world's political and business leaders, plus the usual smattering of celebrities, are gathering for the World Economic Forum in the Swiss Alpine Resort of Davos. The official theme of the 2020 meeting is Stakeholders for a Cohesive and Sustainable World. According to Forum founder and executive chairman Klaus Schwab, business has now to fully embrace stakeholder capitalism, which means not only maximizing profits, but use their capabilities and resources in cooperation with governments and civil society to address the key issues of this decade. Averting another trade war, for now, the U.S. and France have agreed to put aside their digital tax dispute until the end of 2020. Negotiations at the OECD will continue during that period as France postpones the levy and the U.S. delays retaliatory tariffs. The measure had imposed a 3% tax on digital revenues of companies like Google, Apple, Facebook, and Amazon, which have more than 750 million euros in global revenue, including at least 25 million euros in France, while the U.S. has threatened to place duties of up to 100% on $2.4 billion worth of French imports, including wine. Wall Street analysts are expecting Netflix to have earned 52 cents per share, or 73.3% year-over-year in the fourth quarter, and will pay close attention to subscriber growth in light of the increased competition in the streaming space. Shares of Netflix have soared 15% in the past 3 months, despite the launch of Disney Plus in mid-November. IBM will also report results after the bell, and will likely be asked about its cloud progress and Red Hat deal during a conference call with analysts. Bloomberg reported that Boeing is close to agreeing to a 2-year credit facility with a group of banks led by Citigroup, while CNBC said the borrowing commitment could be as high as $10 billion. The figure would likely match the company's estimate for costs and compensation linked to the 737 MAX's 2 fatal crashes in 2017 and 2018, and the aircraft's global grounding. Boeing is also likely to take a significant MAX-related charge as part of its Q4 earnings report, scheduled for January 29th. Boeing is down 0.6% pre-market. Since the end of the space shuttle program in 2011, the U.S. has paid Russia to fly NASA's astronauts to the International Space Station at a cost of as much as $86 million per seat. That's about to change as SpaceX completed the in-flight abort test of its Crew Dragon capsule. The inaugural launch of NASA astronauts will likely take place in the second quarter of this year, according to CEO Elon Musk, with NASA expected to pay about $55 million per astronaut to fly to the ISS. Uber has agreed to sell its Indian food delivery unit to local rival Zomato, a deal that will give it a 9.99% stake in the latter, worth around $300 million. CEO Dara Khosrowshahi has said the company would seek to be the number one or number two food delivery operator in any market where it competes, but if it can't reach that level, he would exit the market. Uber discontinued food delivery operations in Vienna in March, and in September, it pulled out of South Korea. Are Prince Harry and Meghan Markle following the Obamas to Netflix? Ted Sarandos, Netflix chief content officer, said he would be interested in working together with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, telling the Press Association over the weekend, who wouldn't be interested? A video also emerged last week of Harry highlighting his wife's talents to Disney CEO Robert Iger during the European premiere of The Lion King in July. Amazon is working to allow customers to connect their credit card information to their hands, the Wall Street Journal reports, creating retail checkout terminals that could work with the technology. The company recently began partnering with Visa to test out transactions and has discussed the project with MasterCard, JPMorgan, Chase, Wells Fargo, and Synchrony Financial. Patent ready. Amazon has even filed an application for what it described as a non-contact biometric identification system that includes a hand scanner that generates images of a user's palm. Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai has come out in support of an EU proposal for instating a temporary ban, for up to 5 years, on the use of facial recognition in public areas until officials beef up privacy regulations. Microsoft President Brad Smith, on the other hand, has warned against pumping the brakes so quickly, arguing instead for methodical reform that addresses the issue with a scalpel instead of a meat cleaver. While U.S. officials have adopted a less interventionist approach to facial recognition, their EU counterparts seem more concerned with protecting citizens' data and privacy. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and gold are all set to open in the red. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.